Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World, anniversary of the destruction of the Khilafah. On the 28th of Rajab, 1342 Hijri, the Khilafah state, the model of the government established by Allah's beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was abolished by the criminal Mustafa Kemal in Ankara. After three long centuries of the Western powers drawing up plans for its long-term destruction in a comprehensive and sustained manner, it was on this day the darkest hour for the entire Muslim Ummah began. The Muslim world reacted with shock. It was described as a disaster to both Islam and civilization. It was predicted the Muslim world would be thrown into the ranks of revolution and disorder. Sadly, these predictions proved true. The Ummah has been divided, oppressed, colonized, exploited, and occupied ever since. Till now, Muslims are looking for a way to overcome this misery. Hizb ut-Tahrir today works earnestly to restore that lost honor Islam once gave through re-establishing the Khilafah on the method of prophethood. The Khilafah will restore history to its natural course. It will restore the Muslim status and liberate the occupied land and restore its dignity and status. The Khilafah will save the world and spread good for humankind, bi-idhnillah. However, just as the Prophet ﷺ struggled with his Sahaba radiallahu anhum to make Allah's word the highest, this same struggle exists even today. Anyone who dares to challenge the positions or actions of the Muslim rulers and their alliances with the West are either severely tortured, horribly oppressed, or outrightly killed. Despite all this, the work of the Hizb, which is to expose the corruption of the evil ideology, have it replaced, and work to stand for her Ummah, has never been hindered, alhamdulillah. The month of Rajab, which marks 97 years of the catastrophic destruction of the Khilafah, Hizb ut-Tahrir worldwide renew the call to the Muslims to come and establish the obligation from their Lord. Work, strive, and struggle in this path to make Allah's deen the path of liberation. The Hizb have been holding mass activities so far this month throughout the lands where the Hizb functions and are still ongoing. Public talks, delegations, distribution of leaflets, discussion stalls, and live interviews with people throughout the West Bank and Gaza are some of the events that have happened, alhamdulillah. Hizb ut-Tahrir Sudan organized a festival of the Khilafah Scouts, where the young lions of our Ummah recited poems, reminding the nation of its glory and might. Later, another address was made outside the Great Mosque in Arus al-Rimal, where the official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan, Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, delivered his speech encouraging the believers to take part in this political struggle on the basis of Islam and the ideological struggle, which is restored by the first seerah as it was on the method of the prophethood. Hizb ut-Tahrir Yemen, Pakistan and Turkey have been distributing leaflets up and down the country to spread the call far out and wide. Hizb ut-Tahrir Britain are to hold an emergency picket outside the Turkish embassy to remind them of their obligation to move their armies to liberate the lands that cry for their help. Hizb ut-Tahrir Palestine have organized a conference in the northern Gaza Strip and will also be conducting a public march in Ramallah from the Grand Al-Bire Mosque towards Al-Manar roundabout under their campaign slogan Khilafah Restores the Ummah's Dignity and Al-Quds Status. The central media of Hizb ut-Tahrir have been carrying out coverage for the public events and will continue to do so for the rest of the month, which is calling for the victory and goodness that the Muslims will follow in procession after the Khilafah bi-idhnillah ta'ala. To be from a nation that Allah has honored with Islam is enough grace. We are from a nation honored by Allah Almighty to be the best nation brought out to the mankind by applying Islam through the Khilafah Rashida state on the method of the prophethood. It is with this we should be assured to work earnestly for the return of Islam, regardless of all the attempts made by those who lose sleep of its rise. The Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir globally have been mistreated and wronged in many ways by these oppressive dictators and their Western allies, purely because they stand firm in their worship to Allah and fear none but Him. They refused to give up, sacrificed their lives, and sold their dunya for the akhirah. It is the promise of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Khilafah on the way of prophethood will return after it had been abolished. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after a period of biting oppression, there will be a Khilafah Rashida according to the ways of the prophethood. Musnad Imam Ahmad. When we have the promise of Allah and the words of our Rasul, every Muslim should have the hope and certainty of the return of the Khilafah and rush to fulfill the obligation to witness its glory. We pray Allah accepts our actions in this noble work. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for joining us today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
This is Dawah Around the World.